Okay. I'm Evan. He's Kevin, and we are hypothetically funny.
Ooh.
We don't make any promises, but we're here to answer any absurd questions that come our way. Start out for our first episode. We're here with a I had one ready, but you know how things go. It twists everything up.
Well, that squirrel walked by, and so it raises the question: if you could have like a wild animal that you could tame as a pet, what do you think would be the most like unique pet to have?
The most unique pet to have. I feel like I'd mess with a pet jellyfish.
Oh, that's so cool! You know,
that'd be fun.
When I was in Massachusetts,
just have a jellyfish on a leash.
Makes me think of like SpongeBob. I don't think he had like a pet jellyfish. I know that was like that blue one that was kind of featured, but I don't think there was any other ones. When I was in Massachusetts, they had different jellyfish. What was it? They have like a membrane thing, and then they have like tendrils that run down or whatever. There's like two different things. I completely forget the anatomy of jellyfish.
I'm not familiar with the anatomy of jellyfish either.
Yeah, they don't taste like jelly at all. They gave us a free sample. Not even close.
Peanut butter and jellyfish sounds fantastic to me. I don't know.
That's gotta be a delicacy somewhere, right?
Somewhere. Everywhere there's something that's a delicacy.
Something unique. Yeah, jellyfish would actually be really cool.
Yeah.
If I had like an aquarium at home, I think that would be one of the coolest ones. Because there's some of them that have that bioluminescence.
Ooh, yeah.
To them. And kind of like glow. It looked really cool. They were pretty small, but I mean,
any pet that I'd have as a pet. Any animal that I'd have as a pet.
Something
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like there's a danger level that you don't want to pass, so you don't want to do like a leopard or a lion or something that's has potential of killing you. But
I feel like I'd want something that is like rideable, that you could use as transportation.
Alright, so it could go like more like prehistoric. You could do like a mammoth.
I mean,
something.
I'll fuck with a pet T-Rex.
What? I mean, a dumb question, but what would you feed it?
My enemies?
You got your enemies. You got the farmer that you don't like.
Exactly.
All his livestock. I feel like that would be the most expensive pet to keep after.
Probably, and I feel like you're just playing with the fact that one day it's going to eat you. Yeah.
Do you think that you'd be able to tame it after a while?
It'd be a while, but after a while, yeah, of course.
I feel like everything has to be tamed to an extent.
Exactly.
Right? It has to be.
Even humans are tameable. Look at the education system.
Very fair. What's a subject you think should be taught, and what do you think is a subject that should not be taught?
Ooh. That's a good one. I feel like we need to teach religion more.
Really?
So, like, we need a better overview of all of the schools of thought and let people decide what they lean towards.
Do you think that should be more of a curriculum or
yeah.
more of, like, a...
more of an objective overview.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need math. Fuck math. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but, like, fuck math.
That's interesting. I was thinking history, I think, is one of the more ones that I would kind of do away with.
History is important. I mean, contrary to what I just said, math is very important. I don't know what's not important. Language. Well, no. Nah,
Would you say, like, gym? Physical education?
Yeah, gym's not important.
So I think it's all perspective, depending on what you want to go into your career. Which is why
I need my career to have gym as a vital... Yes, exactly.
But no, but if you're going to be an accountant and stuff, then
I very
like,
much need Jim as an accountant.
I feel like that, but I feel like as an accountant.
Where are you going?
I'm going.
This is your defense of gym class, and you're going with accounting?
Well, I'm ripping back to it. Don't worry, I'll circle back.
Okay.
I feel like
I'll let you cook, chef.
Yeah. Let me cook. So, accountants, like, obviously they want to focus more towards, like, math class and more stuff like that.
Of course.
Military, I feel like they would benefit more through, like, history and, like, knowing, like, history of wars and outcomes and, like...
Sun Tzu?
Love him. Love him. And then also, like, gym. I feel like those are two, like, things that would be more catered. I wish that the high school would be seen more as career-based.
So, your ideal human is an accounting meathead?
How awesome would that be if we were all accounting meatheads?
I mean, I guess I can't argue there.
You got brains and brawn.
That's a good combo.
And you can file your own taxes, which is just fantastic.